With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The U.S. Army veteran who drove a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers in New Orleans acted alone, according to the FBI. Correspondent Eric Tucker reports the FBI says the driver in the New Orleans attack was completely radicalized.
He was, quote, 100% inspired by the Islamic State. They have reviewed, for instance, five videos that he posted on Facebook in the hours before the attack, in which he professed his allegiance and support to the Islamic State. He indicated in one of the videos, according to the FBI, that he had thought about harming his family, but he thought that that would detract attention from the, quote, war between the believers and the non-believers. He talked about having become part of the Islamic State before last summer. And so the FBI is really beginning to piece together details about his path to radicalization and really fleshing out the picture.
Meanwhile, authorities say the highly decorated soldier inside the Tesla Cybertruck that burst into flames outside President-elect Trump's Las Vegas hotel shot himself in the head before the explosion. Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahon says the suspect is believed to have shot himself before the Tesla truck blew up.
The individual had sustained a gunshot wound to the head prior to the detonation of the vehicle. One of the handguns was found at his feet inside of the vehicle.
Officials said the man likely planned to cause more damage, but the steel-sided vehicle absorbed much of the force of the rudimentary explosive. A handgun was found at the feet of the man believed to be Matthew Livelsberger, a member of the elite Green Berets. House Speaker Mike Johnson is expected to face a difficult struggle to hold on to the Speaker's chair despite an approving nod from President-elect Trump. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 151 points. This is SRN News. A New Year's resolution for Christmas.
Many believers plan to make 2025 the year they read through the whole Bible, most for the first time in their lives. It's a big task, and if you don't get started in January, it gets harder. But there are all kinds of systems out there for doing it. Polls indicate the large numbers of people who self-identify as Christians don't actually know very much about the Scriptures, spending much of their time reading popular religious books or using devotionals exclusively. Pastors say believers who don't know their Bible are much more vulnerable to falling into false teaching. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Chief Justice John Roberts issued a defense of judicial independence, which he says is under threat from intimidation, disinformation, and the prospect of public officials defying court orders. Roberts is concerned about Democratic plans to limit the court in retaliation for the repeal of Roe v. Wade. The Chief Justice points out King George III stripped colonial judges of lifetime appointments. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slipped to start 2025. The S&P 500 fell 0.2%, marking its first five-day losing streak since April. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 0.4% after giving up an early gain, and the NASDAQ Composite lost 0.2%. Tesla skidded following its latest update on deliveries. Energy producers helped limit the market's losses after prices rose for crude oil and natural gas. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market following the latest encouraging report on the U.S. job market. The Dow was down 152 points today to 42,392. The NASDAQ lost 30 to 19,080. The S&P 500 dropped 13 points to 58.68. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.